Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. In my judgment, America has the fairest and best system of economics in the world. Our system of competitive free enterprise has produced more goods for more people than any other system. I'm aware of the flaws which sometimes make our country look bad, but it is still the best of any country. If only every businessman or woman or professional person would live by the rules which our people profess to honor, there would be tremendous improvement in our economic system. I mean by that businesses should be honest in their advertising, in their dealings with their customers, and with their suppliers. If we are not fair and equitable in our dealings with others, we could destroy our nation. I know that sounds pessimistic, but a brief review of other civilizations will confirm what I have just said. During the 7th century B.C., Jeremiah criticized many people among the Israelites for deceiving others. They were doing it to become rich and famous, especially rich. Jeremiah 5:27. Jeremiah further stated, "They have become fat, and they are sleek. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the fatherless, that they may prosper. And the right of the needy they do not judge." Jeremiah 5:28. Jeremiah uses language which is reminiscent of fattening hogs. The rich men in Israel had become very rich, and they were sleek. On the farm, we did not speak of hogs as being rich, but we do say that they are sleek. The rich men in Israel were like fat hogs. We know how some of the Israelites became rich and sleek. They excelled in deeds of wickedness. They were probably very bright and could easily cheat their customers or clients. They were expert at lying. Have all the expert liars passed into oblivion? You know there are plenty of them around. Virtually every profession, including preaching, has a great number of men who lie. They deceive their people and lead them into error. It is not unusual to hear preachers on television and on radio lie and deceive. That is a sad commentary on some religious groups, but no knowledgeable person can successfully deny it. Those who will be rich, Paul says, fall into a temptation and a snare, which drowns men in destruction and perdition. 1 Timothy 6:9. The Israelites of Jeremiah's day provide a wonderful illustration of this truth from 1 Timothy. They were devoted to making money by any means possible, but they had no compassion on the needy, the orphan, the widow, and others who were suffering. They plead not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy they do not plead. The reason the prosperous businessmen did not plead the cause of the fatherless was that it might interfere with their making money. They may have had some sympathy for the poor, the orphan, and the widow, but money was so overwhelmingly important to them that they ignored the plight of the unfortunate. That was not intended to be complimentary of Israel's businessmen. Do we not have business and professional people who fall into the same categories? God asked the Israelites through the prophet, "Shall I not punish you for this, says the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?" Jeremiah 5:29. People who are living just for today could care less about the Lord's threats of punishment. Since they are rich and sleek, they will put off thinking about God and eternal punishment to some later day. But of this you can be absolutely sure: there will come a day of reckoning. We must not deceive ourselves into thinking we can do wrong and get by. We can do wrong for a while, but we are going to reap what we sow. Judgment Day is coming. Thank you, and may God bless you.